Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers were involved in a short standoff at a residence on Mountain View Lane in Willow Creek yesterday afternoon. Deputies were dispatched to a house on a welfare check after it was reported a man who had violated a restraining order, 26-year-old Kason Crutchfield, was on the premises. He was spotted by deputies at the back of the residence, attempted to flee the scene, and then barricaded himself inside the house. A perimeter was established, and Crutchfield, who was suspected of being armed, eventually surrendered and was taken into custody without incident. Jordan Christmas has news from the sheriff's office.
The Humboldt County Coroner's Office identified the victim in Sunday's stabbing in Alder Point as 37-year-old Eugene Minikel of Oregon. The girlfriend of Minikel called law enforcement on Sunday reporting that she had just stabbed him out of self-defense because he was hitting her. He was pronounced dead at the scene by medical personnel. No arrests have been made and the investigation into the incident is ongoing.
Thank you, Jordan. Earlier this year, the Eureka Police Department released information on an increase in the number of armed robberies committed in the city and across the county. EPD recorded a significant increase in the number of armed robbery reports in 2016, and in a 13-month period from February of last year through this February, detectives had solved 29 of those cases. 9 of those solved cases had been reported by other agencies, and officers arrested 10 people. And up until this week, Eureka Police were still searching for an 11th suspect, Rocky Keene. Keene is now in custody, however, after he was arrested by law enforcement in Knox County, Indiana, and he awaits extradition to Humboldt County, where he will face armed robbery charges. Keene and a second man, Ezra Williams, were the suspects in a string of 4 armed robberies committed since last December. Williams is already in custody. A Delnord County judge sentenced 54-year-old Roger Lee Roberts to 362 years in prison after he was convicted earlier this month of 20 counts related to the sexual abuse of a minor, including impregnating the teenager. Rogers was also convicted of sexual crimes in 87 and 2000, and the latest conviction stems from his actions between May and September of 2015. 2 Oregon lawmakers have introduced a series of reform measures aimed at protecting current state marijuana laws and programs and laying the framework for federal legalization. Senator Ron Wyden and Representative Earl Blumenauer announced their Path to Marijuana Reform that would create a federal exception for small business owners who operate legal state marijuana businesses and allow them to claim deductions and credits associated with the sale of cannabis. The bill would also remove the federal requirement for drug testing for federal jobs for residents who come from states where marijuana is legal. The bill also calls for the removal of marijuana from the Federal Controlled Substances Act and that it be treated like alcohol with excise and sales taxes. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Randy Mendoza will spend his last day as the interim manager for the city of Fortuna today, and on Monday, new city manager Mark Wheatley will be formally sworn in. Mendoza was brought in to bridge the gap before Wheatley was hired because of his experience as city manager in Arcata. Mendoza spoke about the differences, or more accurately, the similarities, between the two cities, and how the cities and towns across the county have a lot more in common than not. Mendoza also said the Redwood Empire Municipal Insurance Fund means they get to know one another well.
Similarities is what comes to mind is how close the two cities that I've worked with are. I think, you know, you work with the REMIF model, you work with these folks a lot, and you get to know people through the REMIF conferences and so forth. So I found more similarities than I thought I would find.
One issue Mendoza has had to deal with in both cities is with residents who get frustrated at the pace of government. Mendoza said it's deliberately designed to move slowly.
It is efficient, but then it's designed to be inefficient. In terms of, you know, public input, government is designed to go slow so that everybody could collaborate. It's designed to go slow so that everybody could be notified, so that you can hold all of your hearings and discussions in public. It's very process driven. Government organizations are all very process driven.
The city of Fortuna will have its new city manager following Monday night's council meeting, and Mendoza will presumably go back to the city manager bullpen to wait on the next call. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.